our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663 for international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. $22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money-back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Thank you. have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. Or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk, we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. And we're going to be talking about, thanks for joining us, by the way, on the American Voice Radio Network. And we're going to be talking about the predicting of pestilence and what science is doing to predict the pestilence. And we're also going to be talking about kidney stones a little bit, and we got some other things to talk about. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting them up in prayer, and I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. And today's devotional, we're in Proverbs, and we're in chapter 8, and in verse 10, it says, "Receive my instruction, not silver, and the knowledge rather than gold. The wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that are desired are not to be compared to it." Yep, wisdoms dwell within prudence, and find out knowledge of inventions, witty inventions, and the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, and also the froward mouth. God does hate. But if we skip on over to verse 35, we read, "For those who findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sins against me wrongs his own soul, and all that hate me love death." Absolutely true. So mind time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, researchers develop an artificial nervous system that gives robots the ability for the sense of touch. Yep. American and Korean researchers have given robots a sense of once restricted only through living organisms, the sense of touch. There's an article in the Science Daily about this. Researchers developed this artificial sensory nervous system that works like the real thing, apparently. Researchers from Stanford University and Seoul National University claim their new artificial nervous system is going to help those with artificial prosthetics help restore the sense of touch to amputees. Artificial nerves might grant reflexes to robots of the future. All right. Next up in the quack report, research at John Hopkins University. And by the way, we're going to get into more of that here as we go through the first part of the show. We've got some more details to share with you. And the researchers at John Hopkins University said they there's a new type of parainfluenza. It's known as Clade X. They say it's not as dangerous or more dangerous than SARS. But Clade X is designed to spread about as easily and kill a similar percentage as the SARS pathogen. Michael N. Perley, professor of microbiology and immunology at the University of Michigan, says man-made synthetic diseases pose a threat to humanity, which could wipe out tens of millions, and it could lead to a new arms race in bioweapons, according to a report in the American Scientist. They said also scientists have delivered to the Pentagon warnings that simple modifications to bacteria and viruses could create disease, which were, you know, it'd be immune. The disease would be immune to antibiotics. Scary thought. And last but not least here in the quack report, our next generation of contact lenses, guess what? They're going to have holograms. Yeah, surface of them can actually read your biomarkers. They're called smart electronic contacts. The smart contact lenses can analyze your tears and tell if you've got a diagnosis of glaucoma or if your serum glucose is high for diabetics. So it may be a faster, cheaper way to analyze that instead of going through the blood serum test at your doctor's office. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about, wonderful things here. We're going to be talking about the prediction of pestilence. Just letting Frank know some settings here that we're working with on our system, so bear with us. We are going to be talking about here this way that science is attempting to predict pestilence. There have been many pandemic models in which science attempts to predict the location and the devastation of these massive outbreaks of disease. Now, one 2017 report by the University of Hawaii, it was published in the WHO bulletin, it says that it predicted a worldwide pandemic would produce 700,000 deaths and it would cost about $500 billion. Now, no one wants to think about the possible reality of virulent pathogens running amok, and the report stating that, you know, countries, including America, are grossly unprepared for such events. Well, we live in a time where most people want, you know, big government to worry about such things. However, what if government entities are ill-prepared, ill-equipped, or even unprepared? So, where does that leave us? Well, we should investigate the what if on something so devastating. You know, we can have, what can we expect though? If everyone else, you know, that's not prepared to deal with these catastrophes, you know, and ourselves have no clue. Well, we have really a duty to ourselves, our families, our neighbors, and even the kind strangers to be as prepared as humanly possible. So we're going to check it out and see what scientific experts are saying and how we can protect ourselves from things like pandemics. All right, so there's a lot of possibilities with these pathogens, and science has advanced to such a degree that anyone with a little scientific knowledge and some equipment can actually cause a whole lot of health problems for the masses. So a few tweaks to microbes actually can make harmless gut bacteria as a deadly poison, you know, changing it. So biological weapons are a reality, and we already know that the security of a lot of the facilities that deal with these biological weapons, you know, and they're not always safe and secure. So what health authorities worry about the most, get this, is an influenza outbreak. Yeah, that's what they're worried about. So the flu is so common that if it were an enhanced pathogen, it could get, you know, out of hand pretty quickly. So if you think about drug companies also that roll out a lot of these vaccines, if you think they're going to roll out an antidote for protection from a pandemic right away, you'd better understand there's about 9 standard influenza viruses that science knows about, and they all have about 144 different subtypes. Oh yeah. So, well, let me ask you, hey Frank, do you happen to know do we have to take a break, Frank? Are we past the break? We are. All right. Well, let's take a break. Sorry. And we'll join on the other side. We'll be right back.
Heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about our pathogen pestilence predicting here. Right before the break, because I was long in that segment, we were talking about what month do you suppose scientists think that we're going to have a problem with pandemics? Well, the researchers at Computational Biology did a study at the University of Texas in Austin in which they attempted to predict what months pandemics might prefer to emerge. And they looked at the data for the season, the flu season cases, and the scientists are suggesting that pandemics may like to materialize in the aftermath of the flu season, suggesting spring and early summer months. They also suggested the possibility that the aftermath of the standard flu season, in which the population might have weakened immunity, it would be the opportune moment for a pandemic to occur. So this is an educated guess by scientists. Therefore, we should not, have a sigh of relief when spring and early summer are over. Here's a quote from Dr. Joel Miller, Institute of Disease Modeling in Washington. He says, "The research shows that pandemic viruses are most abundant and are most likely to spread in spring and early summer. All six flu pandemics of record that have occurred since 1989 emerged in spring and summer months," end of quote. So the annual influenza vaccine has been reported to be less effective than promoted. And, new research is showing that subsequent flu shots taken year after year creates an overall weaker immune system, increasing the risk of infections. So we should also note that the researchers at Computational Biology make the assumption that the population overall do not have compromised immune systems due to vaccines. They assume that the seasonal flu will benefit the population by offering temporary immune protection against other strains. Now, it would, under circumstances when the immune system is allowed to create antibodies when contracting disease the normal way and then successfully killing it. Therefore, their computational model fails to take this fact into account, and the predictions on survival rates will be inaccurate. It also fails to take into account an untested pandemic flu vaccine the drug companies and governments may want to roll out to further compromise immunity. Here is a quote from Laura Myers with Computational Biology, who says, "We don't know when or where the next deadly flu pandemic will arise. However, the typical flu season lends itself to creating a narrow predictive window for pandemic emergence in the early spring So the spring and early summer. She says this will help public health emergency agencies to detect and respond to these new viral threats. Wow. Well, what is the next step? Well, the next step the research team is suggesting is for science to use their data and try to pinpoint the cross strain of influenza that would most likely lead to a pandemic emergency at the end of the normal flu season. So if science generates the most deadly list of virus pathogens that are likely to start the next deadly flu pandemic, well, then they could spark, you know, drug companies to fast track some untested new flu vaccines that could be given at the beginning or even at the end of your regular flu season as an attempt to stop the next pandemic from happening. Goodness. Well, we're going to take a break, but when we come back on the other side, we're going to be talking about what are the most deadly flu viruses? What do they look like? What are they characterized as? And some surprising things that I found out. So don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back with more. Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Here on Herb Talk, and I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about this predictive pandemic stuff that science is trying to pinpoint. Well, right before the break, I said, what do you suppose the most deadly pathogens look like? Well, in May 2018, John Hopkins Health Security Center attempted to look into it. What characteristics would the next pandemic beast have? Well, history shows that the most deadly strains attack the respiratory system and have, you know, transmitted through droplets from infected patients coughing and sneezing. So here's the best guess science offers on what the pathogen characteristics would be. It said it would be contagious during the incubation period. That would be before symptoms occur or during mild symptoms. They said it also needs a host population with low immunity. Also, high mutation rate, as well as offering a significant fatality rate. So according to the scientists, they are describing what is called an RNA virus. So these are viruses that have genetic information that's stored on genetic material such as a strand of RNA. So according to medicine, the RNA viruses are classified in classes of 3, 4, 5, and 6. And they differ from the DNA viruses, which are classified as class 1 and 2. So the RNA virus can have more than one strand of DNA and have a strong mutation rate. Some examples of an RNA virus are Ebola, SARS, rabies, West Nile, polio, measles, influenza, as well as hepatitis C, the common cold, and what is called retroviruses, which are HIV and AIDS types of viruses. So here's what Johns Hopkins Health Security Center says. RNA viruses generally have a very high mutation rate compared to DNA viruses. This is one reason why it's extremely difficult to make effective vaccines to prevent disease from RNA viruses. So if influenza falls into this category, as well as the common cold, this is why your flu vaccines don't work. So the RNA viruses offer very different strands for their genetic codes, and a single strand virus has 31 different virus families that science has to identify. Now, some of these families contain plant viruses, and one toxicology analysis suggested that in just two of the viral families, it included viral assignments from pests, hepatitis, retroviruses, and what are also called anterior viruses, which are viruses that produce lesions, fever, edema, respiratory disease, dehydration, and hemorrhages and death. So Ebola would be close to that type of a virus. Now here is a quote from the Johns Hopkins Health Security Center. They say, infectious disease preparedness focuses on a historical list of pathogens from biological warfare agents, political resources, and recent outbreaks. This fails to account for the most serious agents and the ones not currently known that have a historical precedent, end of quote. So goodness gracious, where do we look for the next pathogen that's going to be that big, big, big pandemic? Well, it appears that scientific scholars are in kind of a disagreement on where to look for the next global biological pandemic pathogen. Now, if I understand what scientists in the pathogen sector are saying, and it is that they are worried about the diseases they have not encountered yet. So if there is an inexhaustible catalog of pathogen possibilities, how could any government, healthcare system, drug company, or even individual be prepared? Well, according to scientists, they are adaptable. And they are prepared. They're into their adaptable mode of preparedness. Well, if the new threats are not part of historical data, it leads them to project what is called event-occurring viruses. So you want to get ready to hear about what is called pandemic potential pathogens, and this research is aggressively pushing for more universal flu vaccines that will include those RNA viruses. So we also may see more virus-sniffing devices that are going to be positioned in high-risk areas for the virus transmission, like airports, bus terminals, train stations, daycare centers, retirement homes, and schools. But you know what? I don't lose sleep over this, and I hope you won't either, because, you know, God has given us the best-kept secret. He has. Before you go into panic mode or throw your hands up in the air and say, I can't deal with this, think about what tools you already have at your disposal that pathogens have no resistance to. There are plenty of medicinal herbs that have virus inhibitors in them. Scientists know about most of them, but they don't have a patent on the herbs. So herbs such as gentian root has a natural inhibitor for hemorrhagic fevers like the RNA viruses like Ebola. Thyme herb inhibits the whooping cough virus. Barberry bark inhibits chickenpox and the shingles virus. So there are herbs that stop dysentery, vomiting, tuberculosis, cholera, bubonic plague, congestion, and other types of diseases. So there are herbs that assist your system your immune system's adaptogen cells to help it handle the mutating viruses. So there are herbs so broad spectrum in their capability that I would definitely use them for those unknown pathogens to come. Now, if you'd like to know more, you want to call Apothecary Herbs. They have a free product catalog. You can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And don't forget to check out their pandemic kit in their kit section. And they also have other herbs in their immune support herbs section. So you have tools. God's given you those tools. He says they're here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. And that's from Genesis to Revelation, he tells us that. So I truly believe that once you start investigating, digging, you know, this is about your health and protection for you and your family in a pandemic situation, you're going to find a more healthful way to deal with it. All right, so the pandemic kit, if you're looking at that online at thepowerherbs.com, it does have seven powerful herbal tools in there, and you can use them in combinations for more power, and instructions are in there. So check that out when you can. All right, we're going to shift gears a little bit. We're going to be talking about kidney disease because I get calls quite often about this. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs, because of patient requests or customers' requests, kidney patients are requesting some sort of resolution to kidney stones. So there is the new kidney stone formula up on the powerherbs.com website. So if you have a catalog, it's not in there. It's a brand new formula, so you can also request their new informative flyer on the formula at thepowerherbs.com. Their phone number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Okay, so we're dealing with kidney stones here, and you know, the kidneys remove a lot of toxins and waste material out of the blood system, and so a lot of the impurities can stick to the fine filters of your kidneys. And if you want to know how fine those kidneys are, just look at your Bible and see how thin the pages of your Bible are. It's like tissue paper. So that's how fragile and you know, thin those filters are in your kidneys. So when you get a lot of buildup on those filters, kidney stones start to form, and then they can break loose and give you a lot of pain as you try to pass them. So we want to look at some herbs that help, you know, take care of infections like this, of the stones, purify the blood. A lot of people don't realize, you know, herbs can take care of things like staph infections. Like garlic is very broad spectrum for viruses and bacteria and even fungus. So garlic should never be overlooked. A lot of people think, oh, it's just good for tomato sauce for your pizza or your spaghetti. No, garlic is really the poor man's antibiotic. It's very broad spectrum, and it's all organic, so it doesn't give you, you know, digestive imbalance with gut floras and things like that. So then we want to look at some of the renal problems Americans are facing. A lot of people just think that if they get a diagnosis of kidney disease, it's the end of the world. Well, renal problems really are a $32 million business here in the United States every year. There are about 75,000 people waiting for kidney transplants, too. So the renal problems are like 12% of the people suffering have interstitial cystitis, 5% will have kidney or urinary tract stones, and the urinary tract infections are also in this category. About 13% of women are suffering from that, and 3% of men tend to get these frequent urinary tract infections each year. So the, in America, 38% of the women, 17% of the men have also incontinence issues, and they're trying to correct those. Enlarged prostates may be affecting that for men. About 6.5 million men have that. And also, prostate cancer can be in the mix somewhere as well. So, now these are all statistics that the Journal of the American Medical Association, or JAMA, has published over and over and over again. Actually, the number of people that are affected each year keeps jumping. Kidney transplants are the number one transplants after heart. And, the main function of your kidneys, like I said, is to remove impurities and also excess water from your blood so you don't have edema issues. So your kidneys are really important. And when you get renal problems, if it creates this dangerous imbalance, of water, waste, and toxic substance buildup, and that causes further disease down the road. So a lot of these problems can cause anemia, high blood pressure, diabetes, acid buildup in the body fluids, cholesterol problems or fatty acid buildup, hormone impairment, because a lot of it is produced by the kidneys, and also bone disease when your kidneys aren't functioning well. Goodness. So modern medicine likes to put people on a lot of medications. And, of course, they'll have them try to avoid protein and a lot of phosphorus in their diets and a lot of sodium, monitor. So your body uses a lot of protein to function, actually, to repair the damage. So after it uses protein from a lot of your foods that you're eating, the waste product is secreted as urea through your kidneys. So your kidneys' job is to remove that waste. And when they're not functioning well, that urea protein builds up. And the same reason your kidneys may not be able to actually remove phosphorus is from your blood, because you get a lot of buildup, and then this can create a lot of calcium loss and the bones become weak. So, real important. I can see we got to take a little break. We'll be right back.
Yeah. You feel it, baby?
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Back here in Herb Talk, I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we are talking about kidney stones and kidney renal problems. Now, during the early stages of disease, you may not notice so much, but you know, as it gets worse, you will. Kidneys perform a very important job, and you know, your kidneys are supposed to filter about a quart of blood each minute. So all the body's blood passes through the kidneys every 7 minutes, you know, which, you know, contains about 2 to 4 million filtering mechanisms doing their job. So therefore, your kidneys can't be sick, and they can't perform this function if they're, you know, sick. So when you get sick kidneys, the result is you get dirty blood because it's not filtering well, and then you start to get diseases and then eventually death. So kidneys and the filters are real important. So you don't want to cut the kidney problems short, you know, and if you want symptom management, then go to the allopathic physicians, because they're just going to manage disease instead of get at the cause of the disease. So basically the cause is diet, so we definitely have to reevaluate that. And a lot of times diabetes is in the mix with a lot of kidney problems, so you want to make sure your blood sugars and what you're eating, definitely going to have to change and tweak that diet. Now, if you have weak kidneys, it's not advised to use juniper berries. The oils in juniper berries will irritate kidneys, so you'll want to use herbs that don't have the juniper included in it. Apothecary Herbs has a juniper-free version of the kidney cleanse. So if you have weak kidneys, it's advised to use that one. If you just want to cleanse and try to avoid problems down the road, then you can certainly use herbs for that as well. And we like to use things like, you know, corn silk and dandelion root, Uvarisi leaf, horsetail, parsley, marshmallow. Marshmallow is very good at soothing irritated tissues. Some burdock root. All these are great herbs that you want to use to help with kidney function. And, of course, now the folks at Apothecary Herbs have come out with a brand new formula and for this specifically for kidney stones. So if this seems to be a problem, a lot of people with kidney stones, you know, I've noticed they usually eat a lot of fast food. They usually drink a lot of soda. So you want to avoid those types of foods in the diet. But, you know, we do have a kidney stone formula if you want to check it out. It does have juniper berries in it. There's not a juniper berry free version yet on that. So you can check it out at powerherbs.com, or you can simply give them a call and ask for a free product catalog. That number is 866-229-3663. You have tools. You have options. And these are the herbs, medicinal herbs God has made to help us. And so I chose to use the natural approach after working in healthcare for a number of years. I have learned a gentler and better way to resolve issues, and I hope you will too. All right, so we're going to shift gears. And last week I didn't get to talk about the perspective that a lot of the younger folks have. A lot of times we call them millennials. You know, people think that they're all for socialized healthcare. They're all for you know, certain things that Democrats like, but actually millennials are not all on board with that. They're not on board with socialized health care. They're not on board with big government. So it's an interesting listen to them. I know some of them are, but the ones that I've heard lately are really starting to think outside the box. They do not like the system as it is right now. They think they think it's destructive. So if you have children and grandchildren, and they're starting to manage their own lives, their healthcare futures and things, the economic perspective of it all, they have different opinions on, and these are people between the ages of 18 and 34. So obviously they're going to be a little different from the baby boomers, they are a generation that looks to the future. Their perspective's different. They're looking at things that are impacting society as a whole. And so really no secret that they are currently, you know, kind of an indoctrinated generation, but their attitudes, beliefs, and their values, even morals, are different than what most people are led to believe. Now, according to some Pew Research reports, millennials are skeptic. They're the most skeptic generation to date. Well, they're kind of cynical, have doubts, they question traditional beliefs, and they're really worried about the future, and they are less likely to have more professional, political, and religious affiliations. For this reason, you know, companies today are challenged to find ways to market to them their products to get consumer loyalty, because they're particularly not all that consumer loyal. millennials are partial to more sustainability types of issues. They know Social Security is not going to be around for them. So they're looking for another way to do things. So according to the study by the Investor Education Foundation, who conducted the Financial Industrial Regulatory Authority Pew Review, millennials worry about money, and they worry about their credit cards, identity theft, their car, their school debt, and all these other issues. So health really didn't make the list as a current top concern, which is kind of understandable because they're young. They're not, you know, they're not sick with anything yet. So they're more worried about more things like environmental issues that could impact health later. Most millennials do not endeavor to get married right away. They think that they need some more financial stability before they even embark on marriage and having a family. So 50% of your millennials, you're trying to pay down their student debt, which is in the six figures. So they don't have any time to think about buying a house or starting a family. So this is kind of important to understand about millennials because they're going to be the movers and shakers of our future as we age. So it's real important to understand that. Here is a quote from Paul Taylor. He's the author of The Next America. He says, every family on some level is a barter between generations. So if I care for you when you're young, so you'll care for me when I'm old. Many millennials won't be able to afford that. The young today are paying the taxes to support a level of benefits for the old that they themselves have no prospect of receiving themselves when they become old. Think about that. All right, so when they're looking at healthcare, they look at it and they see it in a different light. They think the healthcare system is really more of a corporated structure. It's there to exploit the oldest and the sickest patients. That's what they think. According to Becker's Hospital Review, 50% of your millennials don't see doctors because it's too expensive, and they also look at less expensive options. So in order to comply with, let's say, the Affordable Care Act, millennials select a plan that has the highest deductible and the lowest premium. So in a perfect world, they want to see a balanced healthcare system that offers, you know, equal resources for young and old, healthy and sick. And they also want to see a compassionate healthcare system. Mm-hmm. Well, they haven't read the Bible where money answers all things, apparently. So the next generation, if they get their way, and sculpt, they want to get their sculpting hands on the healthcare system, this is how they want it to look. A blend of mind-body therapies, healthy foods, clean air, a dominant spirituality element along with meditation. Euthanasia described by patients and individuals or decided by them, so doctors don't get to say anything. Holistic preventative care as your primary care. Also, patient reward systems, so fewer procedures and tests and drugs. And they also want to make the sick care system a real healthcare system, they say. They want a reasonable flat rate. They want it paperless. And they don't want a bunch of treatment fees. They want sincere healthcare professionals. They want maybe a monthly payment system to prevent a copay or a deductible or a premium setup. They want basic health care as the same for everyone, and they want patient ownership of it, so the medical records and incentives and clinical outcomes, you know, they should have some say in that. They also want profits to support the overall purpose of the healthcare system and total access to the information through mobile devices. So that's their perfect world of what healthcare looks like. So whether they get to implement that, we don't know. Here is a quote from Mao Zedong. He's former chairman of the Communist Party in China. He says, politics is war without bloodshed, while war is politics with bloodshed. Yeah, that's true. So you got to get through the political area first, millennials out there, to make those changes. And of course, I can see how you would do running for office and see how you do once you get on Capitol Hill with all the influence there. So, you know, a lot of times these millennials are looking for natural therapies instead of the prescription meds. They're looking for what the baby boomers didn't have. They're looking for to take the greed and narcissistic attitude out of healthcare. Uh-huh. Well, they're wanting to get rid of insurance companies. That middleman that drives up the cost. Well, I would disagree with that for sure. I mean, because when you look at surgeries, if you're paying out of pocket, let's say for a gallbladder removal, you're going to pay $15,000 bucks. Whereas if you go through your insurance, it's like $80,000. So you can see the difference there. Well, I just think millennials have their job cut out for them if they want to improve and change the healthcare system, because we know politics, and once you get control over the health of a nation, politicians, that's a lot of power and a lot of money. They don't want to lose that. So I hope, I wish them luck in their future endeavors. But I am just about out of time here, and we'll be back, hopefully, with our equipment working better. I apologize for that. And in the meantime, I want you all to think about your tools and the power you have in your hand right now that God is giving you. He's telling you. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.